This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The drought shall set you free!
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go.
It's that time of the week again. Time to go outside the, I don't know, is it a box? Is it the country? Is it outside planet Earth? TMB, where are you going, my friend?
I'm going to channel Inspector Clouseau. I am going outside the room.
Outside the room. Do you have a room? I hope you have a room where you're going, because you'll be outside. It's going to be hot and stinky and humid. Well, sticky, I meant to say.
It's probably going to be hot and sticky inside the room as well when we travel to Asia. So.
That's right. Get ready.
I don't think it's going to matter.
Yes, the truth about cancer and the we call it an Asian addition, because it's really an addition that opens the world to other healing modalities that most people in the Western world don't know about, as evidenced by my experience all those years ago in Thailand at the World Congress of Holistic Medicine.
You know, that's, I think that's, it's going to do that. And based upon the correspondence that I've had with doctors all over Asia, it's going to be fascinating. I had no idea they were doing some of this stuff. And so really excited to go over to Asia. We start out in Tokyo and we end up in Bangkok, and we hit six other countries in between.
Wow. Pretty astonishing. And you've got a great lineup of docs, some of whom I know, others were going to be a surprise to me as well. I'm just very excited because, you know, we think, We know a lot, and granted, we've covered a lot, but I am just of the opinion that the more I think I know, the more I realize, you know what, I got a lot to learn.
You know what? I'm the same way, and we're going to learn a lot in Asia. It's going to be a very, very interesting trip, and it's going to be a much different feel than anything that you've seen from us in the past as far as documentaries. So I think that people are going to be pleasantly surprised by what we come up with and the travel style feel that this documentary is going to have as we take you through Asia to travel to different doctor's offices and healing centers and detox centers. And we're going to make a special effort to try the different healing herbs and fruits and vegetables in each country, and you can watch us taste them. Even the durian.
Yes.
The durian.
I was just going to say, if you don't come back with the truth of the matter that durian is the cure for everything, don't come home.
That's too funny. But we will be trying the local cuisines. And we've already got filming scheduled in different markets and places where they grow the indigenous roots and the vegetables and things that they're using over in those different countries. So it's going to be fascinating. I'm really looking forward to it. We've got a big team of people going, and we should get some great footage to help further enlighten people about how that they're treating cancer effectively in Asia.
Right. And how, again, there's a great big world out there. And anybody who says, I've tried everything, man, are you, I don't know, I think you got to go back to square one, because there's a lot of stuff in the original truth about cancer, the global quest, all the way through and everything in between, now expanding into Asia. So again, this is why I joke about Trump's Space Force, man. You'll have to go out to outer space next for different healing modalities.
You probably will be. And one of the interesting things I thought about you is I just learned about this a couple of days ago, and I think we're going to be shooting this in, I'm trying to think the country, I think it's going to be in Singapore.
Mm-hmm.
One of the protocols is using high-dose selenium. Mm-hmm. So anyway, we'll be interested to learn what they're doing there.
Oh, man, this is very exciting. So we'll stay in touch as this progresses. It's coming up in a few weeks. But today, you know, let's come back to home. The American Medical Association, who, look, I often think, why do they have to use the word American? It's kind of denigrating, because what the AMA has been responsible for so many years, not good on the health and healing realm. But now they're apparently going all in for gun control. Did you hear about this?
I did. And, you know, the reality is we've talked about this before. This isn't the first time that the AMA has decided to support gun control as a public health issue. We've talked about this several years ago, and maybe twice we've talked about this same issue. But, yeah, they're saying that's a public health issue, that we need to control guns because they're health hazards. And, look, when you have an American Medical Association that is wholeheartedly supports the Food and Drug Administration, who admittedly kills 100,000 people a year with their prescription drugs that they approve, I think it's a little bit disingenuous when they talk about gun control or guns being a public health issue.
Yeah, well, the last time guns in and of themselves, every time you touched one, killed you or anybody else. Where again, it takes a lot more than that. And of course, this is over at Natural News. Our good buddy Mike Adams pointed this out in a video all those years ago. How there's no self-shooting gun unless it's programmed to do it. But the reality is, it takes a human to pull the trigger. And the question is, what happened to that human that pulled the trigger? And here we go again. AMA, what's their position on psychiatric medication, psychotropic drugs that are approved by the FDA? Do they take a position against those things too?
Well, they take a position for those things. That's the problem. Is it's disingenuous. Yeah. They're against guns, but they support drugs that kill far more people than guns do. Guns don't kill anyone. People kill people. I was out yesterday, the last couple of days, actually, with Brianna. As you know, she got a scholarship to go up to the NRA in Washington D.C. at the end of July. She'll be up there for a week with, I think, 90 other teenagers that got picked to be part of this week-long journey. And so we went out and went shooting with her, and we have a friend that's in the FBI that is an expert with guns that went out and taught her a bunch of stuff about guns that I consider myself good at guns and apt at guns, but a lot of things I don't even know to teach her.
Right.
But it was fascinating watching her go through these lessons. And we were sitting there. We were up in the middle of nowhere shooting, and I think we had 10, 11 different firearms on the back of the pickup. And you know what? We were up there for 2 days shooting. Not one of them fired at me.
Not one got up and just shot you. Yeah.
No, it wasn't dangerous at all. None of us got shot. None of us. We may have unloaded 400 or 500 rounds, but not one person was in danger, and nobody was shot, and it was totally safe, and the guns didn't attack us. So I don't know why they're so afraid of these guns.
Well, it tells you that they are of an agenda, not in support of individual liberty. And also, of course, when you talk public health, you're talking collectivism. The public doesn't get sick. The public doesn't get well. Individuals get sick. Individuals get well. And the idea that a gun is really responsible for any deaths, much less hundreds of thousands, which is not, it's the drugs that are approved by the FDA. And by the way, those school shootings, those mass shootings, they find 9 out of 10 or more of the people involved in those are on some form of psychotropic medication approved by the FDA and seemingly the AMA as well.
Yeah, and that's the missing piece of this puzzle that we look at it, but most of the mainstream totally ignores, is the different drugs, the psychotropic drugs, the psychoactive drugs, the mm-hmm. drugs that make you go psychotic, mm-hmm. that make you go want to kill yourself or kill other people. The number of these shooters that are on those drugs, it's way up into the 80-90 percentile, I'm sure.
Yeah, and so they go into high-capacity magazines as if they're the cause of shootings. I mean, how about high-capacity pill bottles? What about those? I mean, anybody thought about those? I look at them as real bullets that don't require a trigger, just requires you to put them in your body.
Yeah, and look, the reality is that if you want to shoot a bunch of bullets and if you can't get a hold of a scary-looking 15-round high-capacity magazine, you can get a magazine that holds 6 or 7 or 8 and then switch it out really quickly. I mean, if you're good at guns, boom, 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 yeah. Pop. Click, pop, pop, pop. You can keep shooting. It's not that the magazines are evil because they carry 14 or 15 bullets, and it's just the individual, right? Mm-hmm. Again, we're getting rid of all this responsibility that should be placed on the individual to be responsible. That, you know, we could turn a truck into a weapon. We can turn a knife into a weapon. I can turn a baseball bat into a weapon. I could use a filing cabinet as a weapon. None of these things are evil on their own. It depends on who the person is and what mentally. What's going on mentally that makes them want to be violent against another person? And if you take every gun away and you've got somebody that's got mental issues that wants to kill someone, they'll just use a rock.
Yeah, and I, again, the right of self-defense is an individual right because there are no such thing as group rights. You can say it. You can try to conjure it into existence. That doesn't make it correct or true. The reality is you get rights by virtue of your birth and not because of membership in any group or group identity. And that's an important distinction. Now, the doctors, unfortunately, have been put in an awkward position. But then again, the AMA doesn't represent all doctors. Their membership has been on the decline for many decades now. And yep. Those doctors that take the AMA to heart in their version to say, hey, I'm going to start pushing this issue of gun control, gun buybacks, gun confiscation. You docs, go ahead. Ask the patients. Ask your patients about these things. And you're going to lose your patients because people are going to go, you know what? That's none of your damn business. And that if that accelerates the demise of allopathic medicine in terms of where it doesn't belong, then so be it.
Exactly. And look, I love the way that Mike Adams used the double entendre in this article, because at the very bottom of this article says, why won't the AMA focus on the real triggers that led to violence? You know, I love the trigger, use of trigger there. Yeah. What's the trigger he's talking about? He's talking about brain damage that results from vaccines.
Yes.
That's one of the many potential triggers for people wanting to go out and kill people. And like I said, it's not the guns that are the problem. If you have somebody that's brain damaged and something goes haywire and they want to go out and commit violence against people, they don't need a gun. There's dozens of different things that you can use to harm people with, and a gun is just one of many. Mm-hmm. And so the real issue is what's causing these people to want to go out and hurt other people, because to me, that's not a natural emotion.
No,
I think in your natural state, if people aren't damaged, then it's not a natural thing to want to go out and kill someone.
Yeah, and Ty, vaccines pierce the skin. It's a violent act, holding children down against their will. They're screaming, they're crying. They don't understand. And they look at mom and dad. It's like, why would you let somebody do that to me? Maybe they don't have the words to form that, but that's the sense that they'll always remember. Why did you allow them to violate me? And this is where, you know, on the subconscious level that plays out emotionally later in life, where they are injured, damaged, whether it's from the toxins injected or the emotional trauma associated with a violent act of vaccination, it's going to manifest as aberrant behavior later on that kids, as they become adults, are going to have to deal with. And most people don't look at it as deeply as we do here. And I think this is a very, very good point that was brought up in the article about the vaccine violence.
Well, again, this is indicative of the difference. We're looking for the causes and not the symptoms, mm-hmm. right? Just like in any kind of a sickness, with cancer, we want to know what caused it. Don't remove the tumor that's a symptom. What caused the cancer? And we need to look at this string of violence and these murders by people that are psychologically unstable and figure out what caused them to want to go kill people. Don't take away the guns that only the people that are going to suffer. If you take guns, are the people that are law-abiding good people?
Yes, the right.
Let's not do that.
No.
Yeah, let's look at what caused it.
All right, and the right of self-defense, you've lost it in California on the vaccine issue with SB 277. We'll talk about that and so much more when we come back from this break. Outside the Box on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Ty Moblinger.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsvreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsvreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Back at it here with Ty Bollinger, Outside the Box. Remember, folks, Organics, Organics.com, linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. All those essential oils we're using, the amazing formulas that support so many functions, endocrine, detox pathways as well, and our organic greens, which we use in our smoothies and our shakes every day. TMB, grateful for all the good nutrition we're getting.
Hey, not a problem. Glad that we're getting the nutrition. Glad that we're getting the nutrition. And it doesn't it make sense that if you want to be healthy, you need to have proper inputs? And that was the impetus behind Organics, was giving people the proper supplementation so that they can be healthy. Because we've all got gaps, right?
Yep.
Everybody's got gaps in their nutrition. Everybody, even as clean as you eat, you're going to have some gaps. And so supplementing properly helps you to fill in those gaps.
Beautiful. Now, we should fill some gaps into the brains of people who have that, what we call Trump derangement syndrome, TDS, right? I believe that is, right? And it's not total dissolved solids, because there's not a lot of solid going on, because a TV poll recently found 71% of liberals don't want peace with North Korea. I'm like, what? What is that? I mean, you complained about the pro-war Bush, remember all those years ago? And then when Obama came in, you went silent. Where's the principle? And you know what? The reason they're saying they don't want peace with North Korea is because Trump would take the credit. And that just can't be.
Isn't that insane, Robert? Because one of the things that we've tried to do over the years, and we've been on since for 6 years together, mm-hmm. One of the things we try to do is stay intellectually honest. And back during the Obama administration, if we'd had the potential for peace with North Korea, we would have been completely on board saying that's a great thing. But it's so disingenuous for liberals to say we don't want peace, because then Trump would get the credit. What, we'd rather have a world war to prohibit a guy that you hate from getting any credit? Really? Are you that self-absorbed?
As long as we can blame the war on Trump, then yes, we would. How about that?
Unbelievable.
Really, I mean, short-sighted doesn't even begin to explain it. But I talk about that, you know, the Hegelian dialectic. Super Don loves it when I mention that. That artificial divide. Granted, we all have different perspectives, beliefs, things like that. That's fine. That's, you know, that's what's America, right? But when you utilize, I guess, or don't utilize the brain cells you may still have functioning, in terms of being against peace with another country because the guy at the presidential helm right now, you don't want him to get any credit.
I know. It's just insane. And look, you don't have to like him. There's things about every president that I've liked, and there's things about every president that I've not liked. It's not about whether you like him. It's about what's best for the country.
Yeah.
And so we have to make ourselves small and put the country, what's good for our, maybe our posterity. What about your children, right? Can't you set aside your hatred for Trump to make it to where maybe your kids and grandkids live in a country that's safer, where there's not nuclear war and famine and cancer from the bombs that exploded? I mean, can't you think about somebody other than yourself?
Yeah. And Ty, I think that, I don't even think people hate them because they hate them. They're being told to hate them. Right? It's the mainstream media programming through the constant barrage of information that isn't even real, in a sense. You don't get the chance, the opportunity to sit back, absorb reality, and then respond to that. It's the artificial reality that it creates. Now, a couple of weeks ago, I had my good friend Ann Butcher, who worked with Trump for 12 years, side by side on many projects. And she revealed some things that nobody in the mainstream media is reporting about what this guy's motivations are. Now, I've been on the record saying I don't believe he's a constitutionalist like Ron Paul. Very few people are. But at the same time, he's going up there to do some good for America. And, okay, agree or disagree on policies, that's one thing. But to take what is being told to you and programmed into you to just seethe with hatred that you don't want peace with another country, I'm just saying, take a deep breath. Step back, because you're being played.
I know. And, you know, the reality is, there's, like I said, there's good and bad with any person that's in office. You know, one of the good things that Trump initially started doing, it was probably a year and a half ago now, is started talking about getting together a vaccine council, right? Mm-hmm. To look at the safety of vaccines. And if you remember, Bobby Kennedy was initially talked about to head up that council. Now, I don't think it's gone anywhere since then, but you know, one of the treats that we've got for people that after the bottom of the hour here is that Bobby's going to be coming on talking about his new book called American Values, and so maybe we can ask him about that, see where that vaccine council stands. And so this is an instance of somebody that you know, Bobby Kennedy disagrees with politically, mm-hmm. but they can still hopefully work together to help the world be safer for our kids and help.
Right.
Not damage so many kids with vaccines.
And
you know, it's a common goal.
And speaking of that, I mentioned this, and we're almost out of time until we have to take a break, but the idea of what's happening at the southern border. Remember, when somebody breaks a law, an adult breaks a law, they're going to be separated from their children. That's just going to happen. You end up in jail. Your child's not going to jail with you. But think about this as we go to break. Two words. Medical kidnap. Where is the outrage? That's something that's been going on to separate parents from their kids for a lot of years here in our country. And give Trump credit because he's going after, as well, the child traffickers. We're going to be coming right back. More Outside the Box with Ty Bollinger, special guest, Outside the Box on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number. alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this, or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Special guest now this segment on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Ty Bollinger, going outside the box with guess who? RFK Jr., Bobby Kennedy. He's got a new book out. Bobby, welcome back to the show. We're so glad to have you on.
Thanks for having me.
You got it. TMB, man. He wrote a book called American Values. We can dig that.
Yeah, definitely. I was really excited to see this out. Just learned about the book a couple of weeks ago. And Bobby, thank you for sending me a copy of the book. Look forward to diving into it. But just looks great. It's a book about the Kennedy family. And, wow, I tell you, from what I've read thus far, it's very well written. And, Bobby, I just wanted to thank you Number one, for writing the book, and number two, thanks for your involvement over the last couple of years with us on the crusade to help make vaccines safer for our kids.
Well, thank you, Ty, and thanks for your activism as well.
Oh, you bet. You bet.
Now, Bobby, I got a question for you about intellectual integrity, because you have it. And there are a lot of folks, when we talk about the political divide, whether it be left or right, that throw on, this view of an ideological perspective that don't acknowledge, you know, that there are ways we can all work together. Case in point, the vaccine issue, which is very divisive. It shouldn't be. I mean, we should be all on board with saying, let's make them safe. If you want them, you should have the freedom to say yes or no, because it's a, you know, a decision that families should make. What is it about your upbringing and you, things that you learned from your family that that help you to become this man of on a mission, but with this intellectual integrity that I see in you?
Well, on the vaccine issue, it wasn't an issue that I wanted to get into. I just... and I kind of stumbled into it and was, and then kind of got dragged kicking and screaming into reading the science. I've brought hundreds of lawsuits over my career as an environmental activist, and almost all of them involve scientific controversies, and it requires you to, winning those lawsuits requires you to read science, be comfortable reading science. I've always loved science. And when I started reading the science on the vaccines, I was really dumbstruck by the huge delta between what the public health regulators and the pharmaceutical industry and the press were saying about the safety of vaccines. And then what the science was actually saying. And they were two different things. And what the science was saying was that vaccines are virtually untested for safety. The FDA and the pharmaceutical industry, because everybody knows that pharmaceutical drugs have to go through phase 3 testing, and they have to do double-blind placebo testing, and they have to look at randomized populations and test the drug on 10,000 people and then a placebo on 10,000 similarly situated people, and it's double blind, so neither the researchers nor the subjects of the test know who's getting the placebo and who isn't. And then they watch them for 5 years because they know a lot of the injuries that can be caused by these exposures have long incubation periods. And everybody assumes the same kind of rigorous safety testing takes place for vaccines. But the FDA and the pharmaceutical industry in the 70s and the 80s created a loophole that allows vaccines to get on the market, to enter the market without the safety testing. So some of the hepatitis B vaccine, for example, was tested for only 4 days.
Wow.
Oh, if a child has a seizure on the fifth day, or gets autism 3 years later, or gets food allergies or autoimmune disease, or, if he dies on the fifth day, it never happened as far as the test is concerned. And that drug will simply proceed to market. And then that's pre-licensing. So the vaccines come on into the market with literally no safety, no legitimate safety testing, because they don't use a placebo either. They don't have a placebo group. They use either toxic substances or other vaccines that are known to be dangerous as their placebos. And so it's not science, and it's definitely not a safety study, and it's not going to reveal anything except if literally the entire population that's vaccinated drops dead the minute they got a vaccine. And that's
right.
Not going to happen normally. So, and then most people assume that once that vaccine is on the market, that there's a surveillance system in place that will reveal if it's causing major problems in the population, and that also is not true. The CDC does not have a functioning surveillance system. It has something called the VAERS system. Even CDC and HHS recognize, you know, that's Health and Human Services, which is the department within which CDC functions, and they recognize that VAERS, the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, captures fewer than 1% of vaccine injuries. So you're not going to see, it's not going to catch any injuries that have long incubation periods,
right,
like autism, for example. So we don't really do any testing, and we don't know anything about the impacts of these vaccines on human beings. We do know that theirs does pick up a lot of injuries, and that those injuries, that including ADD, ADHD, speech delay,
mm-hmm,
autoimmune diseases, your food allergies, multiple sclerosis, rheumatoid arthritis, juvenile diabetes, and all of those injuries, all those illnesses, chronic illnesses, have suddenly become epidemic in American children.
Especially after the expansion of the vaccine schedule after that 1986
right.
law. Right.
And that generation, exactly, that was born after 1989 is the sickest generation in history. Kids
right.
who were born the year before, in 1988, the level of chronic disease in that population is 12%, according to HHS. If you were born after 1989, your chances of having a chronic disease are 54%. So that's what, you know, this generation is experiencing. It's the sickest generation in history. And by the way, you know, I believe that it's quite possible that every child has been injured, because 54% have injuries that they've complained about to the HMOs. In other words, that, you know, they've made insurance claims for. But the other 47% or 46%, you know, could be suffering loss of IQ. You know, we've seen a dramatic decline in IQ worldwide since 1989. And particularly affecting boys. And, of course, boys are injured more by mercury than girls are, which is why you see, you know, autism affecting girl, having a boys to girl ratio of 4 or 5 to 1.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's the boys who are getting injured, and you're seeing for the first time boys are underperforming girls in math and sciences. The Scholastic Aptitude tests have dropped 100 points in that generation. And, you know, these are things that are not proven to be connected, but it's something that we ought to be investigating.
Sure. I've often talked about, you know, your environmental activism in terms of looking at mercury in the environment, other things. If you throw all those things into a syringe and inject it into a child, where's the cognitive dissonance or disconnect? Because let's say California, which is considered more politically left, it's the Democratic Party, although I know those sands have shifted over the years and how you define a Republican or a Democrat, but they, with SB 277, just violated the rights of families, religious freedom, etc., and it just threw them to the pharmaceutical industrial complex. Yet it's been known that the political left doesn't trust Big Pharma. Why do they trust them on vaccines?
It's cognitive dissonance. It's, you know, everybody knows that all of the big vaccine companies, GlaxoSmithKline, Sanofi, Merck, and Pfizer have all been busted in their pharmaceutical divisions and paid collectively billions and billions of dollars for lying, for cheating, for poisoning people, for deceiving regulators, for deceiving patients, for lying to the public. It's systemic. How can people believe that if you remove the attorneys in the courts, in other words, you give immunity to those companies so that they'll no longer have to pay fines,
yes,
which has been done for the vaccine space, then suddenly they're going to say, oh, we're going to start behaving.
Right.
How
that
can
makes
anybody,
no sense.
And particularly, you know, what happens within a liberal mind?
Yeah.
What is it that allows people to convince themselves that the same companies that are making these other drugs and lying about them are making vaccines and telling the truth, and particularly when they don't have to safety test them, and if they do make a mistake, they don't have to pay any penalties because the industry has complete immunity from liability.
Right. Ty, I love the way that Bobby is not soft-pedaling this issue at all. I mean, not at all. Calling it out like he sees it, the things that he said about the CDC. Now, by the way, Bobby Kenny's new book is American Values, Lessons I Learned from My Family. And, you know, if the lessons have led you to, you know, lead a life of environmental activism as you had and the intellectual integrity and not the cognitive dissonance that many of our fellow Americans are suffering from on this issue, God bless you, my friend. I'm so glad. Ty, any questions for Bobby?
No, I mean, that's just one of the reasons I love Bobby so much is because he's intellectually honest, and he calls a spade at this point. And the reality is we can't trust pharmaceutical companies. They've lied to us. The only thing consistent with them is that they've lied to us over and over. So why would we believe them now? So I just love the way that Bobby presents that logical fallacy that many people fall into because you can't trust them. Mm-hmm. But I do appreciate that about you, Bobby. How much time do we have left on this segment?
We're about 20 seconds away from break. Bobby, can you stick one more segment with us?
I want to talk about the book.
I'm actually on a deadline. I'm going to court against Monsanto on Monday, and I'm working on my legal papers now, so I kind of need to get away. I'm happy to come on another time.
Okay, well, listen, we're going to do a part two. Everybody go get his book, and you'll be happy to know that Bobby is not backing down on this issue, and we appreciate him so very much for doing that. Thanks for being with us today.
Thanks a lot, Bobby.
Thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate it.
All right, back to wrap it up with Ty Bollinger after this break.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM-ACAM-84M of NutraMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Wow, amazing segment there with Bobby Kennedy, our good friend. We really appreciate his intellectual honesty and just what he just shared with us. I wanted to, unfortunately, he had to drop because he's preparing to go battle Monsanto.
Yes.
But one of the things that I love about his book is he just personalizes the Kennedys. You know, there's a ton of pictures throughout the book. There's his own personal perspective, you know, about Joseph P. Kennedy, who was his grandfather. Mm-hmm. And we're told, or we believe, based upon movies and so forth, that he was like a ruthless, uncaring nutcase, basically, that would do anything to advance his career. But the reality is, you know, in Bobby's perspective, he was totally different. And so, you know, a lot of times you have these images that are portrayed by the media that are nothing in reality, you know, they're not true.
They're very much like what I mentioned about Trump. Same thing. This has been going on throughout history.
People are demonized that are political figures. And so I just love that about this book, the fact that Bobby gets into the real Kennedys. And another interesting thing about it, too, is that he indicts, he talks about the potential involvement of the CIA and the assassination of not only his father, but also his uncle, John F. Kennedy. So it's a very interesting book. It's a very well-written book. It's easy to read, what I've read thus far. I have not finished it because I just got it yesterday. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I just love about it, and I know we have a couple more things that we want to talk about before the show's over, but at the very back of the book, there's a picture of Bobby with his father, RFK, both of them saluting. And it just reminds me of that picture of John F. Kennedy Jr. as he's saluting JFK's casket.
Right.
It's a very similar feel. So, I mean, I just love the way that Bobby personalizes the Kennedys in this book. Go out and get it, American Values by Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Yeah, rich history outside of the corruption of the mainstream media. That's really cool. So we'll get him back on, but thanks for hooking us up again, Ty. That was awesome. Now, final comments, questions of the day coming through. Roy says, you and Ty remain very high on my heroes list. I guess he's mentioning me, too. I don't know how I'd be in your list, but okay.
You're hilarious.
I have had the pleasure of meeting several of my other natural health heroes. I've spoken with Del Bigtree. I met Andy Wakefield and he's talking about Bobby Kennedy even, and he's written some articles, and
he talked about natural health making more sense, even though allopathic medicine has its places. We talk about, you know, there is a place for everything, but where is that? Now, Roy was disappointed because apparently we didn't cover his comments from like a month ago. I don't know how, if we missed them, but my apologies to you, Roy. It wasn't on purpose. Could have been just in my travels I missed it. But he really says what got him started, Ty, was cancer step outside the box. It just opened his eyes, and he was so impressed with what you had put out there that it changed his life.
That's awesome. Well, Roy, thank you so much for sharing. It's humbling when we hear stories like that to know that we've been instrumental in one way or another in helping people to regain their health and to learn about the, you know, the medical system and what they can do to be healthy. So thank you for sharing that. And sorry that we missed it a few weeks ago.
Yeah, just to either make your head go bigger or just get you so embarrassed. He's talking about emails that he sent to you. And he said the first email that you sent back to him, was acknowledging, you know, his work since he found out about what you did. I mean, that you inspired him and that, you know, you were, you know, considering, you didn't have to. You responded kindly and were supportive of Roy's discoveries. And then he just talks about you and just gushes all over you there, Ty.
Oh, that's nice. Well, I've corresponded with Roy a few times on email, so just really appreciate the kind words. And the reality is, you know, it's not TMB and RSB at the top of the pack and everybody else following us. It's a group effort of everyone.
Yeah.
Just sharing the truth and helping to wake up with their friends and their family. That's the only way that we win this fight through people like you, like me, like Roy, like people that are listening to the show, just to help enlighten the world and make it a better place.
Right. And of course, there is a request that comes with all that buttering up. He's like, can you please tell Ty to read my manuscript? I'm like, that's not what he says. But obviously he submitted some writings that he was inspired to do. And this is a problem for both of us because we get sent so many things, so much stuff. And honestly, the intent is sincere when I try to get to something. But sometimes it can take months or more before I have the time to sit down and read this. And I think I'm not trying to speak for you, Ty, but that might be the case here.
Well, it might be. It depends on what email he sent it to. So, Robert, if you could respond to Roy and give him my new email address.
Okay.
And ask him to send it there. It's very likely that if he sent it to an old one, I didn't even get it.
Yeah, it's always good. Yeah, sometimes that happens for me as well. It could get buried under a pile. So, Roy, I'll send a message to you about that. You can resend. And you may have time on the airplane to Asia. Who knows? So, don't do that. Anyway, we're about out of time. What a great special edition of Outside the Box with Ty Bollinger. I think you need to tell them what they need to know before we got to go.
Just remember, everyone, that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.